Okay, next section, consciousness versus the trance machine. At the deepest level of everything we're watching, on one hand, we're watching the governance system that's centralizing economic and political power, and it's doing everything it can to sort of control the global mind. At the same time, as information technology speeds up and globalization speeds up, we're also seeing more and more people learning about how the global governance systems and economy and financial system work, or becoming much more conscious. We've seen in the United States, for example, we've had a system where we talked a great game on individual rights and human rights, and the reality is we finance that system by running around the world and stealing from everybody else and engaging in both overt and covert warfare. And so now with globalization, we're being forced to face that and move to a system where either everybody's rights are respected or nobody's rights are respected. And that's part of the discussion we're having, and one that can be a very healthy one. You know, are we going to force everybody in the central banking warfare system, or maybe would we like to move to a new model and get out of the central banking warfare system? So you're watching this evolution of consciousness. At the same time, you have what I'm calling the trance machine do everything it can to control that. We had a wonderful interview of Brzezinski during the third quarter saying, or this year, and then another one in the third quarter saying, you know, people are becoming so conscious it makes it very difficult to govern because you can't lie to them about things like Syria. And so you see the people leading the sort of the trance machine getting frustrated because there's pushback. And as we talked about earlier, the efforts to control are not working the way planned. So you have this real dynamic of the consciousness versus the trance machine. And you see it really popping out on this latest budget shutdown. I want to come back around to the budget shutdown because the media is doing, or the corporate media is doing, everything they can to encourage people of being in a victim mentality or being angry, and they're getting the population sort of entangled in caring about the legacy systems and being upset about the legacy systems. And as I said, embroiling you in your time in a very unproductive conversation. And it reminds me, I was talking earlier today with someone about what happened to me in 1998 when I was dealing with a very significant effort by the federal government, a variety of private parties, to shut me and my business down. And I had 18 tracks of litigation, 18 audits and investigation, 12 tracks of litigation, very serious physical harassment and surveillance. And it was an incredibly immersive process. If you've ever seen the movie Enemy of the State, you can understand what it was like. And I was at one point sat down and thought, you know, this is getting very, very dangerous. And I may not survive this. I literally may not live. And, you know, everything I'm doing is not working. So I need to go back and I need to study other examples of people who have experienced this. And I need to understand what worked and who was successful in this situation, and what were the tactics that made them successful or caused them to fail, and how can I improve my strategies as a result of learning from what they experienced. And I went back and studied when other people had been targeted in a similar way. And what I discovered is the people who didn't make it literally got poisoned by their own anger. You know, they fell into thinking of themselves as a victim. As a result, they gave up their power. They got very angry. As a result, they didn't think clearly. They alienated the people around them who had no, you know, were trying to help them instead of, you know, needed, you know, who certainly didn't need to be, have anger taken out on them. And as a result, they lost. And one of the things I realized is, oh, in a situation like this, you cannot afford to get caught up in anger, and you certainly can't afford to give up your power by becoming a victim. And so one of the things I'm seeing is the budget game unravels, and the people who were counting on that 100 train of liabilities. You know, that's their Social Security, that's our Medicare, that's our Medicaid, on and on and on, are suddenly waking up and feeling as though they've been victimized. And it's very important to not fall into that psychological trap. And we're literally watching a divide in the population. If you look at the Solari Report subscribers, most of our subscribers are people who have seen the problem coming way ahead of time, who've taken action to prepare to protect themselves, who don't get sucked into, you know, the entrainment of the corporate media, any of that. And so for the most part, I see Solari Report subscribers as people who are taking responsibility and taking action and not getting tricked and sucked into the game in that way. Our biggest challenge, and what I'm seeing throughout the, you know, sort of the members of the, or Solari Report subscribers who I talk with, is our biggest problem is we're trying to navigate a population who is getting caught up in that anger and that victim mentality and sort of the media entrainment game. And so one of the things, you know, I developed the Coming Clean idea to help us evolve that separation, including shifting away from the people who can't make the change. You can certainly, what I've found is you can certainly try and help people understand, you can certainly help them see it, but we're all going to have to help those we can, and but at some point we're going to have to shift away from people who cannot make that change. And so if there's one area in your life that I think you need to protect yourself from, it's not just the legacy systems, but from the folks in your life who can't let go of the legacy systems or can't navigate the legacy systems with, you know, in some state of amusement.